Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Evans. I'm your host, Lainey, and today's episode is another podcast with my mom. Mom, you want to say hi?
Hello, everyone.
If you did not listen to the first episode with my mom, you can go back and listen to that. It's all my episodes. All of my episodes are still up. We talked about things like what it was like growing up, anxiety, understanding anxiety, and how hard it is to understand, worrying about what other people think, a little bit of eating disorder talk, and then just talking about like memories and stuff. So be sure to go check that one out after you listen to this one, or before you listen to this one. I don't know. Okay, don't really have a drink of the day because it's 8:45. We just went to dinner at a vegan restaurant called DC Vegan. Opinions?
It was very good. Absolutely wonderful.
Honestly, one of the best places I've been to eat, especially like for a vegan restaurant. We got like a eggplant, what was it? Rollatini, and then a tofu masala. Very good. So if you're ever in DC, try that out. Oh yeah, I didn't say that. We're in Washington, D.C. right now having a girls' weekend together.
Yeah.
Okay. So, drink of the day is water. Highs and lows of the week. What was your high of the week?
My high of the week? I would say that I finally got myself back out to doing some walking and getting in some daily exercise for myself.
Nice.
To better myself. And my lows? I don't really know that I had a low.
Good.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's preferred. Like, you shouldn't have to come up with a low. Okay. What's
my... Oh, and my other high is that we're here together.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you love me.
You're my favorite daughter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Am I your favorite son?
Nope.
No? Well.
Thanks for checking on that one.
obviously, one of my highs is being here.
You ran 4 miles on Sunday.
That is true. I did run 4 miles on Sunday. I also went out to a nice dinner with my boyfriend on Monday, which was fun. Even though part of it wasn't great, but oh well. It was nice to spend time with him. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna say my run and my date with my boyfriend. And then low. This was Saturday. If you follow me on Instagram, at my main Instagram, Lainey.foods, you would have seen this, but I went for a run in the pouring rain. As much as it sucked to be soaked, it was also kind of fun, but I'll say that was my, like, low. It was just getting absolutely drenched. Goal for the week. Okay, my goal last week was to finish my book that I'm reading, and I did not do that, but I'm gonna try to do that this weekend. My goal for this week is to go lift at the gym all 4 days, because I have not done that in quite a while, in like a month. I've had to skip like at least one day every week.
And that's okay.
It is okay.
But that's a good goal to have. You want to
get back into my routine, yeah. On my regimen.
Right.
But it's been needed because I was sick, and then I needed...
Midterms,
and yesterday was... I didn't go because I needed to pack and do laundry, and it's like... So. But I'm glad that I'm starting to get to a place where it's, like, way less stressful if I have to be, like, I can't go. Like, I can't prioritize that today. What is your goal for the week?
Probably just to keep continuing... working on taking more time for myself and taking care of myself to be a healthier me.
Yeah. I like that. How are you doing on a scale of 1 to 10?
Right now I'm exhausted. I don't have a number. I'm just tired.
You're just tired. Okay.
I'm good. I'd probably say like an 8.
Okay.
Is anybody ever a 10?
A 10?
I mean, I feel like I'm really good... because I'm with you, and I've been waiting for 2 weeks for this, so...
Yeah,
because it was just kind of a last-minute thing.
Yeah, it was very last-minute. I think... I don't know. I don't think I'm ever really in a 10 when I record the podcast, because I'm always kind of in a bit of a more chill mood, because I'm just, like, sitting and, like, chatting. Yeah, I'd probably say, like an 8, yeah, honestly. I'm really happy to be here and be with you. So, okay. That is all we have for the weekly segments this week. So, get my foot out of the grocery bag. Let's just get right into some of the topics I have. So I just have some like random topics that I just thought might be fun to talk about, might bring up some conversation. And then there's a section of some questions that popped up on my Instagram that was like questions you should ask your mom before she dies. And so I chose 6 of those to ask you.
That's interesting. Because there's some things I want to know, and I think to myself, my mom's not here to ask anymore. So,
well then.
So that's kind of interesting.
I mean, I don't know if these are the same questions you would ask her.
Probably not. The things I think of are like family things that like, or somebody that I grew up with, like a person, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, oh, I can't ask her that.
Because
that's who I always asked, right?
Yeah.
Because she knew everybody.
She did. Okay. Let's just start off with something like kind of lighthearted, I guess. Do you have any crazy college stories? I feel like you probably don't, because you're kind of like not a goody two shoes, but
I'm
like
kind of boring.
I mean, like I am too. I mean, I don't really.
I'm a fun killer, so
you're not a fun killer.
Actually, I do have one story which is I don't know if it's appropriate to be telling my daughter, but. So when my college roommate and I never drank in high school. And when my college roommate and I, we went to another college town to see one of her best friends from high school. And we all spent the weekend there. And of course they had a house party, and that was really the first time I ever got drunk. But the funny part of the story is I wanted to climb in the cat litter box, and I'm not sure why.
I knew the story of you getting drunk for the first time. I didn't know you tried to climb in the litter box.
Yeah, I did. And then that same weekend, I called your dad, which was my boyfriend at the time, very late in the night, and I was drunk. He wasn't very happy because I woke him up.
Oh, no.
But that's about as exciting as my life gets. I was pretty boring.
Okay.
So, I guess another time when that same college friend, we met these guys, and I drove them everywhere. Because they were all drinking and I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I was the goody. I was the mom. The one guy's like, you need to chill, Lynn. I was like, no, that doesn't. That's not my vocabulary.
It doesn't register. It doesn't happen. Yeah, I get that.
So, yeah. Other than that, yeah, I was pretty boring. Sorry.
That's fine. I mean, I don't really have anything too crazy for college for me either. I mean, I guess I go to a performing arts school, so. There's crazy things that happen all the time, but it's just, like, average, normal things to me, so I don't know.
Right.
So, I'm 19, right?
Right.
Almost 20.
Not really, you're closer to 19.
Yes, I am, and that's fine. I'm okay with being 19. But I'm saying, I don't know, this is kind of, like, a cliche thing about, like, finding yourself in your 20s, and, like, I feel like there's always, like, a timeline. And, like, when you're supposed to find yourself. And, like, by the time you're, like, 25, you should, like, have everything figured out. Like, what was your 20s like for you? And, like, when do you feel like you actually, like, figured things out? Was it in your 20s or was it, like,
well,
later?
I think that it depends on, like, for example, I got married when I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
And your brother's 22 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't ever imagine him being married right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think it's just, I don't know. I think it's where you see yourself in that time, in that moment. Like, I had been dating your dad for 5 years, and, like, getting married at 21 seemed perfectly fine and normal and
mm-hmm.
what we should be doing. And I was out of school already because my schooling was only 24 months and I already had a full-time job. And
mm-hmm.
so, like, I feel like that was part of the way my life was progressing.
It was, like, aligned.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had your brother when I was 25, and you when I was 28.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel like your dad and I are going to have, like, our time now to do things together, where a lot of people nowadays, I feel like they do those things early and they don't settle down and have a family till, like, their early 30s or mid to late 30s or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a right or wrong. I think it has to be what works for what's happening in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, I think having you move to a big city, things have changed for you faster than I would have thought they would have. But at the same time, I think it's also because of the life that you're living in a big city.
In what ways do you think that I've, like, things have changed fastly for me?
Well, I feel like you've had to do a lot on your own, because I'm so far away or your dad's so far away. There's a lot of things that we can't just jump in and do for you, where I feel like, not that your brother needed us to do it, but it was a lot easier for me to just do it, and he didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like there's a lot of things that, I mean, I look at how many times you've already traveled all by yourself and taken care of all that, and I feel like you moved out here single and now you're not, and now your roommates, and, like, that all changed, right?
Yeah.
And that was no plan, that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been great. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think that you can really put a time on things. I think it also just happens to be how some things fall into place.
Yeah, and I think about, like, the whole, like, becoming roommates with him thing, I feel like a couple years ago, had you said that to me, I would have been like, that's, like, irrational to, like, move in with someone after only being together for, like, 5 or 6 months.
Right.
But it's like, I don't know, it just, I didn't question it when it came time to, like, move
right
to the new building. I was just like, it just makes sense. Like,
I also feel like the situation that you're in with, like, what your living arrangement is, it's not like it's just the two of you went and got an apartment kind of thing where you could be stuck in a lease and you're not together, or like, I feel like your situation of everybody being in the same program and and it's a group play, I just feel like that's different.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
So, but again, I feel like it's not really the right thing or the wrong thing for anybody at any age. I think it just kind of depends on where your life is at that moment.
Yeah.
And how it plays into it.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, me moving away, like, moving to New York, how are you handling being an empty nester and, like, outside of, like, not being able to do everything for me, how does it feel having me be so far away?
It gets harder and harder every time you leave instead of easier.
Really?
Because you're becoming more independent every time.
Aww.
So I know as a parent, you're always still a parent no matter how old your kids are. I mean, I know my mom used to worry about me with certain things and always gave her opinion on certain things even after I was married, and how to raise you guys, how to discipline you, whatever.
Yeah.
So that never goes away. But I think it's just like, you know, you don't need me to do certain things, and that's okay, but it's still a change and it's still hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think it's been, and I've told people that because they're like, oh, how was it having Lainey home, you know, blah blah blah, and it's like, I thought I would have a really hard time when I left you in New York the first time, but really it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But each time you come home and then you leave, it's harder. So, and I don't know if that's also because I don't get to spend a lot of time with you when you come home.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like whenever I come home or, like, we're together, do you feel like you, like, does your brain and, like, your anxiety make you worry about when I'm gonna leave at all? Like, oh, I only have this amount of time with her, like...
No.
Okay.
No.
That's good.
No, it's just, like, when you go, it's like, oh, she's already gone, and now she's not gonna be back for...
However long.
But it's just when it happens. It's not like I think, oh my gosh, I've only got 3 days here. You know, it's not like that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good. I hope it doesn't ever become that.
And I think it's also just like, you know, like you have said yourself, this semester you're even busier, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like your life's getting busier and it's not as easy for us to chat as it was like when you very first moved here.
Yeah.
But that's okay too. You're growing as a person. Mm-hmm. You have more friends. You have more responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, do I want you calling me every night crying that you're not happy? No, I wouldn't want that either. So
yeah,
you have to pick and choose what you're, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's been tough for me this semester. Like, I wish I could call more. It's just so hard with my schedule, and it's like...
Well, and honestly, how much do we really have to talk about every time? So it's really okay.
I know, but I like hearing like your voice and, like,
yeah,
just even just, like, saying hi
right
to you and Dad.
Right.
And it's just crazy that, like, I don't even feel like I had time to do that. Because it's like, I get home so late every night, and I, like, have to get things ready, packed to go to school the next day, and then, like, go to bed, because I have to get sleep. And
well, and you also, and maybe you don't do this as much as you used to, but you also need your own downtime, like, just your time,
yeah,
where you can kind of decompress and reset,
mm-hmm,
for the next day. So I get that, too.
Yeah.
And you're always good about, you know, you'll say, hey, I'd like to call, but I'm just not feeling it tonight. I don't take that personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely feel like for the past couple of years, I've definitely been a person that, like, I need to spend time alone and, like, do things by myself to, like, decompress. But I feel like since getting in a relationship, I feel like I'm losing some of that time. And I think that that's something that, like, I really need to start working on getting back to. Not necessarily, like, as much alone time as I used to have, but I feel like sometimes I throw my, like, alone time on the back burner because I just want to, like, spend time with.
Well, you also don't have a lot of time where it's just the two of you either.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's always in your setting of schooling.
Yeah. So it's like when I get the opportunity to do that, I want to jump in that. But then it's also like I either have to give up spending time with him or, like, having that alone, yeah, time. So I just got to get better at, like, balancing when I pick and choose what.
And I would agree. I was afraid about that when you got back into a relationship. I was afraid that you were going to do everything for him and, like, just what worked for him and what, you know, not put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad to know that you're trying to make sure that you keep that in check, that you have your own time.
Yeah.
Because that's important, because if you don't have things that you do for yourself, whether you stay with him or you're in a different relationship someday down the road, like, when you are alone, then you're not going to know what to do. Like, for example, your dad and I, we kind of have to learn all over again what things we like to do together, because there was so much where we were just running all the time for you guys and doing,
mm-hmm,
things for you guys. And, like, so it's kind of like we had to re-look at what things do we enjoy together or what things do we want to start trying to do together again, or, you know what I mean?
And what are those things that you guys have, like,
well,
rediscovered?
We both know that we need to get more exercise and more movement. But we also want it to be something that we enjoy. So, like, we got e-bikes this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we got new kayaks.
Yep.
And so we've done that a couple different times, and we both really enjoy that. So that's good, and we like to do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's tough living in Wisconsin, though, because those are things that can't,
right,
be snowy outside,
right,
for.
Right. So, yeah. So I think we're just still trying to see what other things are out there that we can do together that we like, you know.
You guys have gone to movies together and stuff a couple,
yeah,
times.
We go to movies, and we like movies, but at the same time, I'm very content to stay home, too. That's okay, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you can put a movie on at home and have popcorn at,
right,
home. But it's not movie theater popcorn.
Right.
But, like,
but at the same time, your dad and I don't have a lot of the same interest for movies when you really think about it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Your brother and you are definitely more on the scale of what your dad likes for movies. You guys are kind of all on the...
I'll watch anything.
No, I know you will, but like, I'm not into the...
Marvel.
Right, I'm not into the villains or the superheroes or...
Fast and Furious.
Right.
Yeah.
Although your dad and I did just watch 10 or X or whatever it's called.
Oh, like the newest one?
Uh-huh.
Was it good? I haven't seen that one yet.
I thought it was super cheesy stupid.
Yeah.
But there were some funny parts in it.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we were talking about, like, the time spending, like, me being in a relationship, spending time alone, like, with myself and making that time for myself. What is, like, your opinion on me being in a relationship and, like, how have I changed from, like, my first relationship to, like, in between to, like, now? Like, what are some, like, are there any big things you've noticed change?
Well, I think it's hard because you were 5 years younger in your first relationship,
mm-hmm,
compared to now. So I don't even know that you can compare those really, because
the maturity is so different.
Maturity is so different. And I think that your current relationship is more compatible to the type of person you are,
mm-hmm,
and the things that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's good. I think it's funny because after you had your first relationship, you were very much adamant that you didn't know if you ever want to date again.
I genuinely
you didn't trust people. You didn't, like, we talked today about how you didn't want people touching you. Like, you were very, you, like, really had a wall built up around you.
I did. I just, we were talking about this when we were at dinner. Like, I used to be such a physical touch person. And then after that relationship, after my first relationship, all physical touch made me uncomfortable, even with, like, my best friends. It just made me feel so weird. And since being in a relationship again, like, that wall has, like, come down, and I'm a physical touch person again. But it's just, I've kind of, like, realized that, and it's very weird.
And with everybody, not just your partner.
No, just like, my friend, like, yeah. Anyone. Like, it doesn't feel startling. And, like, or I said earlier, it doesn't make my skin crawl like it used to.
Right, right.
So.
And I think that was exciting because the way your relationship with him built, like, first you were friends, you came here not having any plans of
getting in a relationship.
Like, when you left home, you were like, why would I want a relationship now when I'm just moving away and I'm starting out something new and it's going to require a lot of my time and effort. And mm-hmm. So to kind of have it, but I just think it's cute because I guessed it right away the very first time I met him that it was going to happen.
Well, I was so oblivious and also in denial. I, like, everyone at our school, like, was asking him if we were dating. And I had no idea that, like, people thought we were dating.
But remember how many times I said, are you sure there's not something going on?
I know, but, like,
Mom, why do you keep, and, like, because you talk about him a lot. And you totally, seriously,
I know.
Your tone and your body language and everything changed.
I would get, like, giddy. Yes. Like, what I mean, I still do. I get so happy when I talk about him. But, like, I was just, like, the first time we went and saw, like, the first time we hung out alone together and we went and saw that show, we had only been friends for, like, a couple weeks, and you already asked if it was a date, and I was like, I genuinely didn't think it was. I was like,
I'm just gonna, wasn't, but
I was like, I'm just gonna see what happens. No, I don't think it was. Like, he and I have talked about it a few times that, like, it was, I don't know, like, the other night when we went out to dinner, I was like, before we rode the ferry home, we were waiting for the ferry, and we were just, like, looking at the city or whatever, and I was like, if we hadn't gone and saw that show together, do you think we would have ended up dating? And he was like, well, yeah, I feel like we still would have, like, gotten close with each other. That was just, like, one. And I was like, I know, but I feel like we connected a lot on that night, even if it was just us friends.
Was that before we came out in December?
Yeah, that was when we went and saw Ain't No Mo.
I don't remember when that was.
That was, like,
because remember when they met up, the three of you guys met up with us to see the Rockefeller tree?
Yes.
And then I asked you after that.
Yeah.
I was like, is there something? And you're like, no, why do you always think that?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like.
And now, you've been together how long? You just celebrated how many months?
8 months.
Right. I feel like you've been together forever.
I know. Like,
he came home in June. He came home to our state and our town and visited with Lainey and. That we really, I mean, basically when we were out here at the beginning of June, end of May, mm-hmm. your dad and I came out to see your performance. That was, like, the first time we actually got to sit down and get to know him. But that was, like, what, my fourth time meeting him?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, because all the other times we were, like, seeing shows and, like.
Right.
Because we saw Parade and we saw the Rockettes.
Right.
Yeah.
But, so that was fun to get to know him. But I also feel like. At the same time, I feel like you have been together forever. I don't feel like it's only been 8 months.
I don't feel like it's only been 8 months either.
So that's a good feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, for me, it makes me feel comfortable for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Like, I feel like I've known him forever, but at the same time, I feel like I've only known him for, like, a short amount of time. And it's like, there's probably so many things we don't know about each other yet.
Right.
And it's just weird to think about that. And, like, just people at school in general, I was saying about this. I was thinking back to, like, first semester and, like, my first couple weeks of school when I didn't know any of those people. I can't remember my life before, like.
Before you didn't know.
Before
you not.
Knew them.
Before you met them. Right.
Like, my life, like.
I get what you're saying.
It's like.
I feel like you've been in New York forever and you haven't been here a year yet.
I know.
And I feel like you've been there forever.
I know. It's, I don't know. I just feel so. Everything just feels so, like, comfortable and, like. Right? And so my brain's just like, how did I don't know.
So let me ask you a question. You asked what it was like for us since you left. Mm-hmm. What's it been like for you since you've been out on your own and away from home? And
just like living alone in general, or like mentally, like in all aspects? Or...
all aspects, like being away from us. And
I 100% honest, did not experience any homesickness, especially when I first moved away. Not because I wanted to get away from you guys, but because I knew this is what I wanted.
Right, right.
I was set on it. I've wanted to do this since I was little, and since I was, like, baby. Like, since I knew that, like, Broadway and, like...
right.
Being
since
a performer.
Since you started dancing.
Yeah, like, that was a thing. I didn't think it was, like, a realistic thing to have happen until, like, my junior year of high school when I got accepted into the conservatory. And, like, after that, I was, like, dead set that this was going to happen. But a couple weeks ago, for the first time, I got not necessarily homesick because I feel at home in New York. But I also kind of believe that home is, like, the people you love, not, like, a specific place.
Right.
And
right.
And I had, like, this feeling. I was, like, I just need to, like, spend time.
That's why we're on this girls' weekend.
Yes, I messaged my mom, and I was like, I want to go on a trip to, like, a new city again together. That was a lot of fun, because we did that, was that last? Yeah, last.
It was a year ago in May.
Yeah, a year ago in May. We went to St. Louis, and we saw AJR in concert, and, like, spent 3 or 4 days there?
Yeah.
Something like that. And we just, like, explored the area, tried new food, we cooked, we stayed in an Airbnb that was, like, absolutely gorgeous.
Played games, board games.
Yeah, we played board games, I read a bunch, we played cards, Battleship.
Yeah.
And I just messaged her, and then she messaged me back saying that she had Labor Day weekend free, and I didn't expect you at all to respond that fast, like, having an availability. I figured it would have been something within, like, the next year.
Yeah.
Not 2 weeks.
It's because your dad's awesome.
What do you mean?
Because I told your dad, I said, would you be okay if Lainey and I went somewhere? I said, she's missing home a little bit, and I think it would be good for us to go somewhere together. And he's like, okay.
Oh.
So, and I said, it doesn't mean she doesn't miss you.
No, I do miss him. And I would like to do something like this with him, too. Just spend, like, a weekend with him. But... so, that would have to be something, we'd have to do something that's, like, very niche to the two of us that we both bond over a lot, mm-hmm. I feel like music or
like
something.
Like a concert.
Yeah, concert. Concert, food.
Movies.
Movies. Something like that.
Not a lot of walking.
That's okay. I'm trying to think what else about, like, moving. I don't know, like, I feel like I was really prepared to move, because, like, I had so long where I was just working, like, full-time.
Yeah.
And then going to dance, like, taking care of myself with, like, feeding myself, and I wasn't doing my own laundry, but I've known how to do laundry since I was little, so I was prepared to do that.
And you were cooking all of your own food for, like, well over a year before.
Well
you...
over a year, yeah. And so, like, none of that
and doing
stuff,
your own grocery shopping.
Yeah. So none of that stuff was startling to me. I had the ability to time manage. Like, I'm very much a routine person. I had been for, like, at least a year, if not 2 years, before moving here.
Actually, you had to learn how to not be on such a strict when you moved here.
Yeah.
Because, remember, you were very regimented in how you did stuff, and I was like, that's not going to work out there. Like,
it used to give me anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, it was another one of those control... like, it was how I coped with my anxiety. It was by controlling other things outside of myself.
And actually, I think you coped with it really good when you first got here. I think it might have been a challenge more after you were here a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you did deal with it right away really good, like, transition-wise.
Yeah.
When you first got here.
And I feel like now I'm way more in, like, I don't know, like, a flow state. Like, I'm, like, I have ways that I want things to happen, or I have plans of how I want a day to go or something. But if it doesn't stress me out as much.
It doesn't completely.
And usually it's, like, a good thing, like, a good change that I'm, like, excited about it. Or it's, like, okay, well, even if it is a bad thing, I can't change it. So I might as well just, like, continue on with life.
Right.
Like, life's going to keep on going, so...
Right, so don't use your energy to dwell on it.
Yeah. I think, like, for me, a big thing is, like, I don't want to say culture shock, but there is definitely a difference in culture from New York to Wisconsin, so that's been something. And, like, we were talking about it, like, walking on the sidewalk and, like, dealing with that stuff and, like, alone and knowing your area and your space. And I feel like the longer I've been in New York and the more I know it, the more comfortable I feel. But I mean, I'm not walking around late at night by myself. Like, I don't do that.
Right.
But...
Or when you are out late at night, you're pretty much in the same areas.
I'm in the same area. You know well. People know where I am. Like,
right.
They know when I'm... Like, if I'm walking home from work at, like, 8 o'clock, they know that I'm done at 8 and that I'm on my way home.
Right. You keep in touch or whatever. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Just been, like, understanding ways people live in New York compared to Wisconsin. Okay, let's get into some questions. There's technically more than six because there was a few other things. But, oh, wait, actually, I have two quick questions. What do you think of me, like, having a social media presence, like, my accounts, like, Instagram and, like, this podcast and YouTube and stuff? Like, what's your opinion?
I think it's very neat. And I get excited on Sundays when you have a new one out because I listen to it usually on Monday or Tuesday driving to work. Mm. And you always know I'm very supportive of anything that you do. But it's fun. Like, I've told some of my coworkers or my friends and they've listened to you and they're like, she's so positive and she's so motivating. And sometimes, you know, you give great advice. I just wish your own mind would let you take some of that advice sometimes. Like, I feel that... But you just recently said in one of your podcasts, like, I'm doing this for myself, too, because I need to hear it out loud. Because I sometimes know what I need to do, but I don't do it. Or my body doesn't let me, or my mind doesn't let me do it. So I think it's great because I think that society needs to be more aware of issues around mental health
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And I just think that it's... In a way, it is helping you because you're helping others. Mm-hmm. So I think that gives you some gratification that even though you're struggling, you might make somebody else's day better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a positive.
Yeah. For me, like, I listen back to my episodes. Like, I've listened to a bunch of them, like, this past week, and I don't know if that's weird. I don't feel like that's weird because, like, I use... this stuff not only to help people but kind of as a log of my life to see like where I'm growing and like mm-hmm. when I need to take a step back and like if past me has advice for current me. And like there's been certain episodes that I've listened to this past week that have helped me realize, like I said earlier, that I need to be taking more time for myself, that mm-hmm. I'm not prioritizing it as much as I would like to. That's really nice. And also I just want to be able to give out what I wish younger me had.
Right.
Like, being a big sister to, like, my younger self.
Right.
So.
And I've learned a lot from you, too. I mean, I feel like I've tried to be more of aware of maybe how I handled a situation or maybe something that I said that I shouldn't have said it the way I said it. I know you know I didn't mean any harm by it, but, like, if I would have been more aware... of it at the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's helped me learn how to handle certain situations or how somebody can take something that you say,
mm-hmm.
even though that's not really how you meant it, that's how it makes them feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's helped me grow too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm a lot older than you. So.
This might just be my own anxiety, me being in my head. When I don't ever, like, film YouTube videos in front of people or, like, podcast episodes because I'm so anxious that people are judging me. Does it ever feel awkward for you, like, if I pull out my phone and, like, start recording and, like, talk to myself? Does that feel weird?
No.
Because in my head, I feel like I don't do it around anyone. Like, I've never done it in front of my boyfriend or, like, my roommates because I'm just, like, so scared that they're going to judge me.
I think you should ask them. What if I start doing this? What would you guys think?
Because, like, I have so many ideas for, like, content that I want to do for, like, Instagram. Like, I want to record, like, recipes and stuff in our nice kitchen and, like...
So just ask them how they would feel about that.
I know. I'm just scared. Do you think that the content I create, like, has an impact?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, like I said, I feel like if people are struggling out there, the way that you have struggled with anxiety or depression, I feel like some of your episodes might be able to help them push through or know that it's okay to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Or things like that, or ideas on how to give them more self-love and mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah.
What I do find hard is I don't know how you always figure out what to talk about or to have content, because I feel like that would be really hard to constantly have something to...
Especially because, like, in the social media world, you're supposed to have a niche, so it's, like, one specific thing you stick to, which is so hard, like...
Right.
It's just...
Like, for example, yours, I would say, would be mental health awareness and, like, self-love, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, how do you keep doing that with it not sounding repetitive or, like...
Yeah. It's a lot of...
You know what I mean?
It's a lot of, like, pulling from my current life. Like, it really is, like, what am I dealing with? What do I need to hear?
Right.
Because other people are going to need to hear it, too. Like, yes, we're all individual people, but... We experience similar things.
Right.
Like, everyone goes through similar
and
things.
And, you know, okay, how many people out there are going to necessarily, that are listening to your podcast, are going to be somebody that's going into the performing arts and taking a leap by moving how far across?
1,000 miles, yeah.
But maybe there's something else that they've wanted to do, and they just they don't think they're good enough, right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe trying to get into medical school or something. I don't
mm-hmm.
know. But, like, I feel like you're... encouragement, your encouraging words and things like that, that might give them the strength, like, hey, I am good enough, or hey, I can try to do this,
mm-hmm.
or you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. The things that I talk about kind of just come to me. It's like either something I need to hear, discussions that have, like, been popular, like, on, like, Instagram and stuff, like hot topics, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, what was the one that you just did not very long ago? I didn't even know that existed.
Girl dinner?
Yes.
Girl dinner.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you don't know what that is, because that's... Girl dinner. I have a mug of popcorn and a bowl of watermelon next to the bed.
But that's not dinner.
No, that's girl dessert. But that's just, like, one of those things. It's, like, a trend, and where it can be helpful for some people, or, like, let people normalize, like, that you can't have a perfect meal all the time. People take it and run it with it in a complete opposite direction, use it as an excuse to not
eat. Right.
There's always, like, with those trends and stuff, which I think is why it's important to talk about those things, because it's, like, there's always more than one side to something.
Right.
So.
And most things do have a pro side and a con side.
Mm-hmm. Questions.
We're going to our 6 questions.
These are the 6, like, big questions to ask your mom before they die from this thing that popped up on my phone, and then there's
okay.
a couple other questions.
Okay.
What is your happiest memory of us? And I think I asked this last episode that you were with me too,
uh-huh.
Or like one of your favorite memories of us, but what is your happiest memory of us from any age?
I probably said the same answer the last time.
It's okay.
So my happiest memory is as just you and I.
Yes.
Dancing with you in the Nutcracker.
Yes, you did say that one.
And AJR in St. Louis.
Yes, you said that.
You know, they are my happiest.
What about, like, as a family? What's your favorite memory of us as a family?
Going to Smoky Mountains.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee? Really?
Yeah, because it was all, like...
It was so last minute.
Yeah.
I remember...
Oh, I do have to say, when we went to California that time, just before you turned 3... for my birthday, and we stayed, do you remember we stayed on the beach? It's the video that we're like, Lainey, where are we?
We're in California!
Lainey, what is that?
The ocean!
Yep. That was, actually, I have a lot of family, like, that I really like of all of us together, but trip-wise, I would say that I really enjoyed.
I really liked the first cruise that we went on.
Yeah, that was fun, too.
That was... But that was just, like, a whole new world for me.
Right.
And I also got, like, really outside of my comfort zone. I, like, because going to kids' club and stuff, like, right. meeting so many new people. And, right. like, yeah, that was... And I did not want to get off that ship for the life of me.
I know. You wanted to stay with Diamond Donna.
I did want to stay with Diamond Donna. okay. This is kind of a... I mean, I guess we were talking about family, so it's not too much of a turn. What was your first year of motherhood like?
Stressful. Very stressful.
In what ways?
Well, I had a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. So your brother threw up all the time. Mm-hmm. So I was always worried there was something wrong with him.
Like he was sick or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He never slept. So I was sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. And yeah. But I loved it. I loved being a mom. It was just very stressful. And a lot of that is just like... kind of funny, because yesterday when I was flying here, I messaged your dad and your brother on the same text and said that I was on the plane, and then I said I got to the airport or to the hotel or whatever. Mm-hmm. And your brother didn't respond to either text, which is not like him. So then I texted him separate and I said, are you okay? And he said, I've had a very busy day at work and then I went golfing, I'm sorry. And I said, no worries, it's just your mom being your mom and worrying all the time, lol. Mm-hmm. So I do still worry about both of you all the time, mm-hmm. but that's just my own personal, that's not you guys doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, first year, I loved being a mom, but it was very stressful.
Was, I feel like I might have asked you this before, probably not when we were recording this, and if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to, but I listen to, like, a lot of podcasts, obviously, and there's been some recently where they're, like, they've, like, just had kids and stuff, and they talk about postpartum and stuff. Did postpartum affect your mental health at all?
No, I did not have postpartum depression.
Okay.
No.
That's sick.
I would call I had more anxiety, but I think that was just... So, as I told you in my last episode, or the last time you interviewed me...
Yeah.
I dealt with anxiety probably probably pretty much my whole life.
Yeah.
Never got on medication until you were going through... stuff. Mm-hmm. And like I look at now, do I still worry? I still worry, but it's not uncontrollable. Like mm-hmm. I can turn it off, or I can not be woke up in the night and my mind's racing about 100 things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that, but no, I wouldn't say I had postpartum depression, because I've seen people have that, and I would not say.
Yeah. Like I've just heard some people talk about like really, really low lows, and I'm like, that's crazy that
like
the hormonal changes and stuff can...
Like, they don't feel like they have a connection to their child or... Yeah. I mean, it can be really bad.
It's just... Yeah.
It's sad.
It sucks.
Yeah. You know, and it's out of their control. It's not like they can help it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Next thing. What's the nicest thing I've ever done for you?
Jeez, nothing like putting me on the spot.
These are supposed to be questions I'm supposed to ask you before you die. I have questions.
Well, you're
for
only
dad
19,
too.
So I have plenty of years left.
God, I hope so.
The nicest thing you've done for... Can we come back to that one?
Sure.
I need to think about it.
Let me put a dot next to it so I remember. Okay. What do you want or wish most for your kids?
To be happy. That's all I want.
That's it. To be happy.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you be sad a lot, so... Just for you to be happy would mean the world to me.
I'm happy right now.
So, good.
okay. Best and worst parts about getting older.
Oh my gosh. Everything hurts. My knees hurt. My hips hurt.
We were talking about that in my business class the other day. Like longevity and like how to like take care of your body and stuff, and like what a realistic career looks like as like a performer, and how the older you get, like your body changes, it gets harder, and like you have to, like if you're like, say you're 50 and you're going to auditions with like 20-year-olds, you have to be keeping up with those 20-year-olds who are in their prime. Mm-hmm. As far as like dance goes. Mm-hmm. Like that's just crazy.
Yeah,
I want to still be kicking it at 90, being able to do a little jive. But
yeah, I mean, I love what I do, so I'm not like, I mean, I'd be fine with retiring if I had the money, because who doesn't want to not have to work? But I love what I do, so I don't really feel like work is work.
What about,
like, I need to retire? But I look forward to, as I get older, that when your dad and I do retire, we would like to live somewhere warm.
Yeah.
So, and as I get older, I look forward to you and your brother, like, having your careers, and, like, we can come visit wherever you're going to live, and hopefully it's somewhere fun. So, yeah.
Yeah. What's one thing you want me to always remember when you are gone? Besides that you love me, because I know you love me.
To let those around you know how you feel, I guess. Whether it's good or bad. Like, if you're bothered by something, or you appreciate something, or don't just assume they know how you feel.
Do you wish you did that for someone? Or do you feel like you do that pretty well? I feel like you're pretty good, at least with me, about telling me how you feel.
Yeah. I feel like we have a very open relationship.
I do.
I feel like your brother and I do too, but I mean...
Well, and I feel like it's gotten more open as I've gotten older. Like, I feel like there was definitely time, like, in my teens where I was more closed off. But that was right. Also just because I was...
But that's also because you were a teen.
I was a teen, and I hadn't come to terms with, like, the fact that I, like, needed help with stuff still, and, like...
Yeah.
Just, I thought that I knew everything. I don't know everything. Fun fact, I don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Say it.
Past Lainey, you don't know everything. And I don't know everything now either, and I won't ever know everything. Okay. Back to the question that you had me skip. What was the nicest thing I've ever done for you?
I don't know. Like, I don't... I feel bad, because I feel like... Is there something you're looking for me to say?
No, I don't know. I don't have a specific answer for any of these in mind. I'm trying... I literally, when I saw that question, I was like, what have I done for her that's nice? I exist.
That's all I need. I do like when you cook for me. Like, not because you're waiting on me, but I like the food that you prepare, and
yeah,
it's different thing. Like...
That brought me a lot of joy when you, like when we came to New York right before I moved in, and you really enjoyed the meals I made you when we were in St. Louis. That made me really happy.
I love when you cook for me, and it's not just because I don't want to cook, because we both know I don't really like to cook. But,
mm-hmm.
No, it's, and just, like, coming this weekend, I knew that, like, tonight when I said, where are we eating? And you said, and you're like, are you okay with it, that it's all vegan? And what did I say? You'll just have to probably help me figure out what to have, right?
Yeah.
But it was amazing.
It was so good.
It was good.
It was so good! Ugh.
I think I could honestly eat the way you eat all the time if I was with you all the time.
Yeah, I feel like you've definitely said that. And I agree, but...
I mean, some of the ways that you eat, like, you have to have a high-carb diet because of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the age where I can't be having a high-carb diet. But you... You just, in general, all the things you eat are very good and healthy and and flavorful.
Mm-hmm. They weren't always, though. When I first got into, like, lifting at home, like, during quarantine when I was trying to change things, I used to, like, not season my food and, like, just because I, like, didn't understand.
But you've come a long way. Remember, you used to look at every recipe verbatim, and now you're like, oh, I've got this, so I'm gonna use this, and I'm gonna use that. So
yeah, now I just know what works for me, and like my flavor, like my taste palette, and like what I enjoy. I do get anxious though, like when people ask me to cook for them, I'm like, because I just want people to like it, you know, like I'm worried, because like I cook things that like I know I'll like. And, like, if someone else doesn't like what I like, that's okay. But it's also, like, I don't want them to bash something that I like. It's like, go easy on me. I mean, no one's ever said that they've disliked what I've made them as of recent. I've had a couple of baking fails in the past, but...
Yeah, that was when you very first started out.
Yeah, that was bad. Those brownies were disgusting.
I will say it wasn't for me per se, but one of the things that I will cherish the most forever is you singing at Grandma's funeral. That meant a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I will never forget that you did that. So it wasn't necessarily for me, but
that was
it's something that I was very grateful that you did.
That was a very hard thing to do.
I'm sure.
Like, it wasn't even... I wasn't nervous about singing in front of those people or anything. It was literally just like... The song was like for Grandma, and obviously I can't sing a song for her without thinking about her the entire time, and it was like... hard to like breathe and like not cry, and I'm thankful that I got to do that. Like, I feel like it was like my last like offering to her before we buried her.
Especially, she loved watching you perform.
She did,
whether it was dancing or singing or acting, or
she always had faith in me too. I feel like she knew that I was gonna do something with performing. Even though I feel like she was kind of hesitant. Like,
about you moving to New York?
Yeah, she's like, I don't know, are you sure? But yeah. I think she knew deep down that
she was it was scared gonna happen. For you because of...
Because the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the way the world is.
Right.
Okay, there's like... We'll do one more thing, and then I have one thing after that I want to do. I don't know if that makes sense. If you could give your 19-year-old self any advice, what would you say?
Don't sweat the small stuff. Be young and carefree and go do what you can do and, like, see the world and travel and do it. And not necessarily at 19, just, like...
Throughout life, in the years to come.
No, I'm just saying, like, when you're young, do those things. Do the things you want to do when you're young. Don't think that... I'll do that when I get older or when I, you know, because there's no given number a day that tomorrow's going to come. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, if you start when you're young, you'll get to have even more opportunities to do more and go more places and stuff as you get older. Okay. Last little thing, because this is almost an hour long already. Just something fun. We're gonna both do this for each other. Three adjectives to describe each other.
You have to go first.
Okay.
Or do you want to do one each? Like,
yeah, we'll do that. Okay.
Okay.
Now my brain's like, I don't even fucking know what an adjective is. Okay. I'm gonna. Cross loving out, because that's obvious, so that doesn't count. Because that's too easy. Motivating. You push me, like,
creative
to selfless.
Courageous.
That's a big word.
Don't ask me to spell it.
Sorry, like, every adjective ever to exist left my head. I mean, you're loving and you're motherly and you're my best friend. And...
You're gonna make me cry.
No, don't cry, because then I'm gonna cry.
My last word is sincere.
Aww. I'll say wise.
We're getting kind of sappy. We should probably be it done.
All right, that was today's podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked it, please be sure to give a rating and review in the Apple Podcast Store, as well as a rating on Spotify. Follow me on Instagram at justathought.pod, and also my main Instagram at laney.foods. You can check out my YouTube channel, Laney Evans, for other lifestyle content, mental health content, self-improvement. All that jazz. And with all that being said, this was Just a Thought with me and my mom. You want to say bye together on the count of three? One, two, three. Bye. Bye.